After 2 years of some of the worst fires and smoke the Northwest has ever seen, Washington's Metau Valley is catching its breath. Dozens of businesses didn't make it through, and as correspondent Anna King reports, the fires still throw a long shadow.
The still green waters of Patterson Lake seem really far from all the fire, smoke, and mud.
Watch that pole. That's the hot one tonight. That's the hot rod.
Leif Seberg started a pro fly fishing guide service in 2014. That's when the Carlton Complex fire hit. This evening, he's out on a large aluminum boat with his two fish-crazy boys, Leo 9 and Finley 7. The kokanee are biting tonight. They're hard to land.
Oh, he came off. That's okay. Good job. We were so close. Good job, Leo.
2 years of fire have washed silt and mud and houses into rivers here, smothering the fish. Volunteers have hauled out 55,000 pounds of stuff.
We're getting to low water and I'm noticing some stuff that we missed, some tires and pipes and stuff like that that we'll be going back.
Fire and flood have hammered his fishing business. On top of all that, his family's home burned. Now he's trying to build back his clients. But Leif says his sons, Leo and Finley, have only just stopped drawing pictures of the fires and having nightmares. Leif's dark sunglasses don't hide the tears running.
You can't feel bad for yourself. I mean, in the grand scope of, you know, people affected around the world by things, this is pretty much a first world problem. But when you see your kids suffering from it, it is tough.
In nearby Winthrop, Kathleen Jardin trolls for a different kind of catch, customers for her art gallery and the vacation homes and cabins she rents out.
Well, typically August has been the strongest month until the last 2 years. What we've found this year is people are waiting later to book.
And when they do call,
people are asking us about air quality, if we have smoke in the air, if we have fires. So they're definitely remembering.
Only about 85% of the places she manages are rented. Pre-Carlton, it would have been booked out. Everyone up here is having a great time, but
every time like a fire truck goes by, we all just hold our breath and watch and see what direction it goes.
A bit down valley, Chuck Keisner says he spent years building up his small cattle ranch, then Carlton.
And then watch it burn to the ground in one day. And then you ask yourself, do you got it in you to go again?
He lost barns, shop, fence, farm equipment, multiple vehicles, everything but the house. He's built back the buildings and 2 miles of barbed wire fence. He flashes me his palms, scars, deep calluses.
That's all I've done in 2 years to build fence. Them hands, they've done it all.
Keisner and his farming neighbors have bought water trucks and fire equipment, sort of formed their own unofficial fire department to help each other when fire comes again.
Fire is just like combat. You're not scared when you're in it. You're just scared when it's over.
Now his grass-fed cattle biz has just barely squared up. Some neighbors have left, but Keisner?
I always did like the mountains, and I like cattle, and that's pretty good. It's a pretty good place to be. So I reckon I'll just stay here.
Here in the Metau Valley, where wildflowers have roared back, but rust-colored flame retardant still stains mailboxes. Here, where people still talk about the luck they had and what they lost. I'm Anna King in Twisp, Washington.